Hello, and welcome to Maximize Your Strengths with certified strengths coach, Alyssa Dare Nelson. In this culture focused on weakness fixing, Strengths Finder 2.0 is the answer to explosive business growth and strong relationships. It's time to maximize your strengths.
Hey, 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 you're listening to episode 118 of Maximize Your Strengths. I'm your host, Alyssa Dare Nelson. This podcast is here to help you uncover, celebrate, and truly maximize your strengths, your personal superpowers. And I'm so glad you're here. I've been off for a couple of weeks now, if you haven't noticed, and I'm really looking forward to catching you up to speed. The reason is that I am hard at work creating a brand new podcast. And in order to do that really well, Maximize Your Strengths needs to go on hold. But here's the reason why, is that I knew I was going to need to, you know, even say goodbye just for a little while. I don't know what the future of Maximize Your Strengths really holds, but I'm also keeping it open because you know what? There may be another season for this somewhere down the road. What I do know is that we are going to be keeping the RSS feed up. So that means Maximize Your Strengths will continue to be available on iTunes, on Podcast Addict, or any other Android app that you listen to podcasts on. It'll be available on Stitcher, Google Play, and of course on my website as well, daretosucceed.com. So that means that you can continue to listen to past episodes of Maximize Your Strengths, catch up on the ones you haven't yet listened to, and it will allow people to find this podcast and use it as a resource ongoing, which is really, really great. So I didn't really know how to say goodbye. I didn't know what this episode was going to feel like. And honestly, I just procrastinated on it because Maximize Your Strengths has been my baby. For the last year and a half, you guys have journeyed with me to learning how to podcast, to really getting my feet wet with regards to podcasting and interviewing and all of those other good things. And I honestly thought Maximize Your Strengths was going to be the podcast that I did forever and ever. And so the recognition that it was time to move on to a different podcast was really, really hard for me. So thank you for being patient. What we've been able to create over the last 117 episodes has been amazing conversations with amazing humans that deepen not only the guest's understanding, but also your understanding of your own greatness, their own greatness, and really just what sets people apart in their particular fields, but also just as a human, as a part of the human race. And now we're going to have this amazing resource that will continue to serve people. So here's how I would encourage you to listen to Maximize Your Strengths ongoing. So if you haven't already listened to the individual strength theme episodes of your top five, I would encourage you to go do that. If you've only been listening for a short time, you may not even know that these episodes exist. But in the first year of Maximize Your Strengths, I had other certified strengths coaches come on and co-host episodes with me on each of the individual strength themes. And so that coach that would come on had that particular strength theme in their top one, two, or three. So of course I can talk about all of the different strength themes from my head, but there are only some that I can talk about through my heart and my life experience. So those episodes were really, really great as to really helping people understand how their strength themes show up and what the application is for them. So you can quickly find those at daretosucceed.com/strengths. So that's a plural, okay? daretosucceed.com/strengths. That's D-A-I-R-E, the number two, succeed.com/strengths. And there you have all of the 34 episodes listed right out for you. That link will be in the show notes page and you can check that out. There's also a search option on my website. So if you go there, you can type in, let's say you have activator at number one. Okay. You can go in there and you can just type in activator in the search field. And it will not only bring up the individual strengths episode for activator, it'll also bring up all of the episodes episodes where the guest had Activator in his or her top five. So you can begin to use those as resources as well. So I'm really excited about being able to continue to use Maximize Your Strengths as an amazing resource as you are learning your strength themes and passing it on to other people. As you're meeting friends, you're like, you gotta take this StrengthsFinder profile. Point them directly over to Maximize Your Strengths, and specifically to the page that has all of the individual strength themes episodes all lined up right there for them. So it's daretosucceed.com/strengths. So, okay. So if Maximize Your Strengths is going on hold, what is coming up next, right? What is this? Yeah, I already mentioned that I'm going to be launching a new podcast, but what is that podcast like? So it's going to be called the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast. And I want to explain to you a little bit about why the shift. You know, why am I going from one podcast to another? Is it going to be totally different? What is it going to sound like? What is it going to feel like? Am I going to want to listen, etc.? So I'm going to be as honest and transparent and as vulnerable as possible as I share kind of what my process has been and, you know, the decisions that I've gone through and, you know, some of the ups and the downs, because a lot of you have voiced to me that you have wanted to start a podcast. So what are the things that you might want to consider, et cetera? And even if you're not into podcasting, if you've made a major shift in your business or you're launching a brand new business, it's important to know, you know, kind of like, what does it feel like? What does it look like to make a big shift? And what things did I consider? And maybe it will help you to consider some of those same things or expand your mind to some of the things that you maybe haven't considered yet. I think you're going to be able to gain some insights from the process that I've gone through for any shift, that any major shift in your business. So to back it all up, several times I've tried to shift Maximize Your Strengths. And I felt a little bit boxed in by it. And let me tell you why. So StrengthsFinder, of course, is an amazing tool. You guys know how much I love it, how passionate I am about it. But it's not all of me. It's not all of what I do in my business, right? StrengthsFinder is the tool that I use for a lot of really, really good reasons, but it's not all I do for my clients. And what I found was that I was really sort of compartmentalizing Maximize Your Strengths, and it wasn't a seamless part of my business. You know, I needed my podcast to be more aligned with my overall brand, with my whole message, with what I do for my clients, and to really kind of expose that part and to really make it completely aligned. And I wanted my podcast to be a seamless part of my business, really a natural extension of my business. So I tried to, you know, shift and move Maximize Your Strengths to include more of my philosophy and my message. And that just didn't work quite as well as I had hoped. Another reason is that the podcast just wasn't growing like I have wanted it to. And so there's a lot of things that I noticed in kind of examining the numbers and things like that as to maybe it's time to actually make a major shift. You know, I looked at the organic growth of the podcast and it just wasn't going as what I might expect it to be given how many episodes that we've done, etc. So that means that people weren't sharing the podcast with their friends, with their family, etc. And there must have been a reason why, right? There must have been something missing just a little bit. And so I needed to get real. And, you know, this was hard because, as I said, Maximize Your Strengths really was my baby. And so to look at a portion or your, you know, a portion of your business or your business and go, huh, this just really isn't resonating when you are so emotionally attached to it. That was a big challenge. And I would be lying if I said that there wasn't some times where I felt a little rejected. I felt a little sad that Maximize Your Strengths wasn't doing kind of what I thought it hadn't sort of caught fire like I thought it was going to. So, you know, I had to look at what things had I done wrong, what mistakes had I made with Maximize Your Strengths. And so I'm going to share a few of those right now with you, okay? And not to keep it negative or to point to the negative, but I want to you to learn alongside of me, okay? So one of the things is that I have not been as active on social media as what would be really helpful. You know, usually I would share maybe once onto my business Facebook page. We do have the Maximize Your Strengths Facebook community, but I wasn't always sharing the episode into the Maximize Your Strengths community, you know, partially because I was like, well, if they're in the community, then they're probably already subscribed, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and I just really wasn't sharing it out, in part because, quite frankly, I don't geek out on social media. I like to watch on social media. I like to love people's posts and share some of their things. But sharing for me on social media was a challenge and wasn't something that really gave me a lot of energy. So I did not advertise Maximize Your Strengths. So I wasn't doing any Facebook ads or anything else like that. And you know what? I didn't engage you guys, the audience, as much as I really should have. And part of that was because of a little bit of fear, right? I think, you know, again, when you're so emotionally attached to something, you don't want necessarily the negative feedback or the fear of negative feedback, right? So maybe I wasn't asking enough questions about what you guys liked and what you didn't like and what you wanted more of and what you didn't want more of. And occasionally I would ask those kind of questions, but not nearly like I should have. I also didn't engage you listeners as I should have in each of one of the episodes, right? And shout out to you guys and drop your names and things like that right here on the episodes. And I think that it created a little bit of distance, and I don't want to feel distant from you, the listener. I want you alongside with me on this journey. And so I didn't engage like I should have. And I really tried to sit back and kind of examine, you know, well, why didn't I? And while I didn't have an overt fear of rejection, I think there was a component of that. And I think there was a component of fear of being self-promotionary. That is a big one that has haunted me, honestly, for probably the entirety of my business and much more before that as well, before I ever launched a business, is I didn't want to come across on social media or otherwise as, hey, hey, look at me, you know, look how great I am, look at this great thing. And I think it held me back on sharing and really getting the message out about Maximize Your Strengths. So another reason is that, especially towards the end, I had lost some passion and excitement for Maximize Your Strengths because I felt like we were having a lot of similar conversations. I felt like I was, like I said, in that box, and I felt like I was sort of repeating myself. And so I wasn't as excited. So I naturally wasn't sharing as much of the episodes as I had when I first started, right? And what could I have done? Well, I could have surveyed you guys, and I didn't do that. And that was absolutely a mistake. So as you're hopefully learning from some of the mistakes that I've made with Maximize Your Strengths, I really want you to hear, you know, get out there and do a survey. There's a great book called Ask that I should have read and implemented during this entire process with Maximize Your Strengths. And quite frankly, I just didn't do that. So, you know, it's okay, because it's all a part of the learning process and all a part of, you know, where we're at. And that was where I was at. Now, the pros is that I learned all about the mechanics of launching a podcast, of publishing a podcast, of staying consistent with a podcast. I learned how to interview. I learned how to listen. My listening skills are so much better than when I first started Maximize Your Strengths. It improved my speaking skills. And that is really important because, of course, as a speaker, I want to be a better and better speaker. And podcasting has helped me with that. And, you know, that was my main focus of Maximize Your Strengths. And so, you know, I wasn't as concerned about advertising because I really just wanted to hone the skills of podcasting. You know, another thing that I learned is how to keep a deadline. You know, when you're your own boss, you can shift your deadlines pretty easily unless you're working with a client who's expecting something and you've got deadlines there, of course. And so that was an important skill for me to say, I'm going to put this podcast out there every single Monday and then follow through with that. And up until the last episode here, I have followed through with that. And so that felt really good. I proved to myself that I could do that. Now, the best part is that I get to take all of those learnings forward into the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast. And for that, I am so, so grateful. In fact, I was sitting down, we were having a full day-long brainstorm planning session with my executive producer, Carrie Twitchell, and I'll get to that in a little bit. But we were sitting there and we were looking at all the things that we needed to do to get the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast ready to go. And she said, "Oh my gosh, Alyssa, is this like, should we have done all of these things for Maximize Your Strengths?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, but here's the thing is that we would have never, ever published episode one if we'd have tried to do all those things. I needed to go through the process that I did." So wherever you are in your journey, don't beat yourself up. Don't fault yourself. Just say, "Okay, this is where I'm at right now." And the good news is that you get to build on those learnings. So now I get to take all the things that I learned with Maximize Your Strengths, bring them forward, and build on those with the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast. So before I tell you all about the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast, I want to tell you how we've prepared differently this time. And so number one is I have a much, much larger team, and I am so excited about it. So the first thing I did was I hired a launch strategist, a podcast launch strategist by the name of Greg Clunas. And you can find him at podsimply.com. And what he did was he laid out all of the nuts and bolts, everything that I needed to do from A to Z to really launch this podcast, not just publish it. And there is a significant difference between launching a podcast and just pushing publish, right? And so he created this amazing plan and has been really holding mine and Carrie's hands as we're walking through this process and getting everything ready for the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast. I also hired an executive producer. So Carrie has done so many things for me. She's been such a great collaborator. Carrie is by trade a copywriter, and she is amazing at what she does. But she's also got this really beautiful, amazing skill to put all of the pieces together. And so while executive producing podcasts is not what Carrie does, I asked her if she would be willing to come on as the executive producer for the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast, because what I found was that I really don't want to get bogged down in the details in the day-to-day. Plus, having an executive producer allows me to be accountable to deadlines for another person. So there will be no more recording episodes on a Sunday night before publish on a Monday, because Carrie's going to need a lot more time to get those episodes put together and strategically planned so that we can launch them effectively. So I'm really excited about this role that Carrie's going to be playing for us here. I also hired a social media marketing agency in Teresa Heath Waring from THW Marketing and Social Media. She's fantastic. And as I mentioned, one of the mistakes that I made with Maximize Your Strengths is that I was not active enough on social media. And, you know, it's an area that really drains me, in part because I don't understand the strategy of it all. Right? And in part because I just, you know, I don't gain energy there. So why not put this in the hands of somebody who really knows what she's doing and can do it beautifully? So I'm super excited to bring Teresa on. And she's going to help me with not only the social media strategy, but also with Facebook ads and things like that when I'm ready to launch those. And so I'm really excited for what she's putting together for the process here. I also now have an executive assistant in Mickey Dobb from Mickey D Creative. You know, when I launched Maximize Your Strengths, I didn't have an assistant. And so Mickey is going to be helping me again details with all the little things that, you know, the communication with podcast guests and, you know, getting images ready, which Teresa will also be doing as well for social media. But so there'll be some overlap there, but just some of the administrative things that just don't give me joy. And, you know, that get missed sometimes because I'm focused on other things. And so, you know, I've got people, right? If you have weaknesses, you just build in processes or people to help you fill in those gaps. And so I'm just so thrilled with the team that I'm building around me. My husband, Joel, is going to be continuing as the show's editor. You know, I really tried to convince Joel, hey, let's hire this out. Let's get someone else to do this. And he really pushed back and he said, you know, Alyssa, this is a way that I get to have my hands in your business, you know, just a little bit. So I know what you're doing. So I know what's going on. And, you know, I know what you like. I know what ums you like to have edited out. And he really gets me, right? And so he wants to stay on as the editor. And so, of course, I am allowing that as well. Another really cool thing that I did for the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur podcast is I actually had some music commissioned. I'm super excited to share this with you when the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur podcast goes live, because this is music that is just for me, just for this podcast. So it's by a producer named Tom Imey, and I will share his website as well. But just super cool. I have music that is just for me. It's awesome. So the best part about the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur podcast is that it's going to be completely aligned with my message, with my brand, and with my business. And so that is something that, you know, just feels like it can expand with me as I move forward with Dare Success Coaching. And so I'm really super excited about that. And I do want to briefly say again, you know, I didn't just push publish on Maximize Your Strengths. I did do some major investments at that time as well. I hired a one-on-one podcast coach with Jeff Brown. I flew out to California and did a day-long workshop with John Lee Dumas and Michael O'Neill, arguably two of the best podcasters in the business, to learn from them how to do a podcast and how to launch it. But there was just only so much that I could consume at that time. So, you know, before you do anything, I do think that it's important to do some planning, to invest, and then at the next stage of the game, you're just going to invest differently, right? But I did invest, and I'm super glad that I did do that with Maximize Your Strengths. You know, what I learned through this last 18 months of Maximize Your Strengths is what I love about podcasting and the things that I don't love about podcasting. You know, I love the people. I love talking to people. I love reaching out to people. I love the conversations. I love hearing from listeners. I love engaging people in real conversation. I love that part. What I don't love intros. So I've actually heard this feedback just recently as I finally admitted that I don't like doing introductions. I usually record the introductions after the podcast is done or after the interview is done. And people will tell me, you know, I actually hear a little bit of difference in your voice in the intros. You're not as excited, etc. So that's a shift that we're making with the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur podcast, is those intros will be much, much shorter and done just right there live. And so we can get into the conversation, which is what totally livens me up. I also really despise naming podcast episodes. So this is absolutely one of the roles that Carrie will fill as the executive producer, is naming the podcast episodes. And again, I really don't enjoy the social media marketing aspect. So, you know, having Teresa on board and taking care of that was so important. But, you know, the thing is I couldn't have learned all of that without actually doing it. So it was important to me to go through all of the motions, to learn all the different aspects of the podcast before delegating or hiring it out. So I'm really glad that I took the route that I did. Okay, so now I want to tell you what the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur podcast is all about. And I'm just going to give you kind of nuts and bolts of what it is and my message. And you guys will hear this because I've talked a lot about these kinds of things in Maximize Your Strengths. But again, you know, I felt like I had to keep the focus just on strengths. And that was good. And it was good for that podcast. But now we get to expand. So number one, what the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur podcast is all about is building confidence, really being able to stand up and say, I am freaking awesome at this, right? All of the areas that you're freaking awesome. In my book, From Frustrated to Freaking Awesome, I outline 4 different areas that really make you uniquely freaking awesome. And StrengthsFinder is one of those things, but it's only one of those things, right? So in the Freaking Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast, we're going to pull in all of the other 3 parts that really make you uniquely amazing. The second part that's really, really important is vulnerability. And the reason that vulnerability is so important is that we can fall over into arrogance if we're not real careful, right? And so people are very uncomfortable with, you know, shouting out why they're so great, etc. But here's the nuance, is that when we're also willing to say, and here's what I'm not, right? Here's my challenge. Here's what I'm challenged with right now. It allows you to be human. So, you know, there's a big buzzword all about authenticity out there. And, you know, it's almost kind of getting a little old. Am I right? So the difference between honesty and authenticity is this vulnerability. You can be honest and spout your expertise, but here's the thing, you're not going to connect with anyone. Right? People want to know that you're human. They want to know that you're not perfect. They want to know that you have areas that you are challenged with too. And I think this is one of the errors that people make when they have sort of made it big, is that they get afraid of being vulnerable. Then they don't share those things. And what actually happens is that people end up feeling more lonely. They end up feeling more isolated. And, you know, for people who are just starting out, they look at these really successful people and they go, I could never be like that. But to hear somebody who's really successful say, hey, yeah, I have challenges too, right? Just makes everyone a little bit more human. And when we have that human connection, it breeds community. And sole entrepreneurs are one of the most lonely, siloed groups of people that I have ever met. And it's because we think we're supposed to do it all ourselves. And that's just not true. So we will be focusing on how perfectly lopsided you are. And what makes up that lopsidedness. You know, I want you to picture a puzzle piece, right? That has the knobs and the edges and that kind of thing. And you, with all of those lopsided sort of things, right? You're not symmetrical. You're not well-rounded. You fit perfectly into the grander puzzle of things. We're really fighting the societal norm that tells us that we need to be well-rounded and that we're supposed to be independent. And we do that through that confidence and that vulnerability. Both of those pieces are so, so important. And of course, as I said, strengths will continue to be a part of the Freaking Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast. It is absolutely the tool that I trust, that I love, that I use with my clients, but we're going to be expanding on all the reasons why you're freaking awesome. So the setup of this podcast will be 3 of the 4 episodes every single month will be live coaching. It'll be a freaking awesome entrepreneur who comes onto the show and we talk about first what makes them so freaking awesome. And then we talk through a challenge that they're having right here, right now. It's going to be applicable to now, not a hero story, right? Of, well, 10 years ago, I had this challenge and now, you know, I've arrived and everything's great. No, we're going to be talking about real life challenges, real business challenges that they're having right now. And by the end of the episode, we're going to find a solution to that. I've already recorded many, many of these episodes, and man, you guys, they are powerful and they are amazing. And what happens is by the end of the podcast, man, do we feel, you know, you feel connected and you feel really excited to get in this person's space and to hire them for their area of expertise, right? And so it's just really, really neat how these episodes have really come out. And, you know, I get to take them through my coaching process, which is really exciting. And so you'll get to hear all about the resources that I send them and the videos that I do for them, even before they come on the podcast and things like that. So you can actually get a feel for what I do for my clients. Again, aligning this podcast with what I do on a day-to-day basis with my clients. So 1 episode per month will be a success story. So this person, when they come on, they're going to be people who are like pinnacle of success, right? So Jeff Hoffman has already agreed to be on the podcast. Jeff Hoffman, if you don't know his name, I didn't until I met him in person. He is the founder of Priceline.com. This man is literally a billionaire. Okay. So these are the caliber of successful entrepreneurs that we're going to be having on for these success stories. But again, we're also going to talk about, hey, Where are your challenges? Where are your gaps? Because these people also aren't perfect. They're still growing and evolving. So we're going to talk about that. How did they get to where they're at? And, you know, what is the team and the processes that they have that really help them to be successful? Now, of course, you know that once every quarter, there is a fifth Monday of the month. On that fifth Monday, we're going to be doing real life episodes. So I'm encouraging the people who come on my show to be vulnerable. I'm going to lead by example in the real life episodes. So I'm going to be talking about challenges that I'm facing right now in my business and going to be really open and honest and work through and really create a plan right there on that real life episode. So the first real life episode, for instance, is going to be with my two daughters who are 10 and 11. And we're going to be talking about, you know, hey, what are the pros and cons of having a mom as an entrepreneur? And this isn't, you know, a time where it's just kind of, you know, airing dirty laundry. It's really going to be, let's dig in and create a solution. So for the things that are challenged or the things that are cons for the girls, as we talk through those things, we're going to be co-creating solutions for our family. I'm really, really excited about these real life episodes. Again, leading by example that this vulnerability piece is so vital and important in connecting with not only your ideal clients, but with other entrepreneurs so that we know that we're not alone. So the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast will launch in mid-January. And when I get the intro episode all put together and beautiful, I'm actually going to publish it here on Maximize Your Strengths as well so that you can get a feel for it. You can see if this is a podcast that you would love to subscribe to and listen to on a weekly basis. I sure hope it is. I sure hope that it resonates with you and that you love it. I can't wait to be chatting again with you in January. Oh, there's something I almost forgot. If you would like to be on a live coaching episode of the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur, if you have a business or you're about to start a business and you want to be on as a guest and walk through that coaching process with me, I would love to feature you. We are taking applications. So if you go to daretosucceed.com/FAE application, daretosucceed.com/FAE application, and that link will be on the show notes page. You can apply for the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast. One of the questions that I've been getting about that application is I do require a video. And so you can just record a video either on your phone. That's just fine. What I want out of that video is I really want to get a feel for your personality, for who you are. And so if you've been on other podcasts, for instance, or you've done some Facebook Lives, that's usually just fine. I really just want to get a feel for who you are, what your personality is, and some of those other kinds of things. Last of all, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening to Maximize Your Strengths through 118 episodes. I really appreciate you. I appreciate the support you've given. I appreciate the feedback, both positive and constructive feedback. I really, really appreciate it. And I can't wait to take you on the next journey with the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast. And this feels crazy to say for possibly one last time, I'm going to say, remember, you are uniquely poised and wired for success. As Donald Clifton said, your weaknesses will never develop, while your strengths will develop infinitely. Bye for now.